This is Julie at Dogcast Radio. If you like dogs, wherever you are in the world, we're the show for you. Hello, Happy New Year, and welcome to episode 9 of Dogcast Radio. In this episode, Pam Dennison tells us about the problems that can happen when you have kids and dogs.
Oh, the dog doesn't get along with kids. Mm. Well, guess what? They're not going to rehome the kid.
No. Deborah tells us about the activities some of the dogs choose at her dog creche.
I've got a dachshund, Jojo, that comes and, you know, he just likes to sleep.
Aww.
He's really lazy.
And I get something off my chest. Afterwards, I've thought, hang on, how can my dog, being on the lead, cause your dog to be a nuisance? And we have 2-Minute Fiction read by Nick from our very own news desk. You're listening to Dogcast Radio on www.dogcastradio.com. Lots of us have kids and dogs, and at the very least, I guess we want our dogs to be friendly towards children. Pam Dennison, if you remember, is the author of An Idiot's Guide to Positive Dog Training, and she gives us her frank advice on the subject of children and dogs.
Children and dogs. Children and dogs. Don't have both. and a lot of breeders are saying this now and not selling dogs to people that have kids under 10.
Mm.
Because we're a busy world now.
Mm.
You know, I don't know how it is in your country, but in this country, most of the households here are dual income just to survive.
Yeah.
So you've got mom and dad are work, kids in school, you've got dog home all alone, then everybody comes home, then the kids have all these after school activities, and the dog is still sitting at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they don't have time to take the dog and train, so that the dog is now totally untrained, older, out of control, and no one still has time for the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, I mean, I've never done any research on this, but I would guess that most dogs end up in shelters and rescue right when they're going through adolescence because of that. Because no one took the time to train. Or they may have gone to one puppy kindergarten and then figured that they were done.
Mm.
And now the dog is still sitting home alone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, certainly, you know, there are many, many people that don't do that. That they get a dog, they understand it is a lifetime commitment to the dog.
Mm.
And they rearrange their schedules so that they can, in fact, properly train the dog. And then bring the dog with them wherever they go.
Mm.
But unfortunately, there's not enough people out there that do it.
Mm.
You know, you see these commercials, you know, with the little kid with the puppies and the kids giggling and the puppies are all over and, oh, isn't that darling? Wouldn't we like our little baby to grow up with a dog?
Mm.
Well, you know what? It's a different world now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe when we grew up with kids, my mom stayed at home.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Until I was of a certain age, and because I'm the youngest, and then she went, you know, but then she still only worked part-time.
Mm. Yeah.
So she was home for the kids and the dog.
Mm.
But that's not the way life is now.
No.
I think people get dogs for the wrong reasons.
Mm.
You know, it's part of the American dream.
Yes.
You know, a house, 2.5 kids, you know, 2 cars and a dog.
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing is, get the dog when the time is right for the dog.
Right. In the revised edition of The Idiot's Guide, which should be out in about a month or two, I even talk about if you have, let's say, you know, you're a young couple and you want a dog and you know you're going to have kids.
Mm.
Well, make sure that dog is going to get along with kids. Because I see that a lot, too.
Mm.
Young couples, they have a dog, they go rescue a dog from a shelter, which is wonderful. I rescue all my own dogs. But then, you know, a couple years down the road, they want to have kids. Oh, the dog doesn't get along with kids.
Mm.
Well, guess what? They're not going to rehome the kid. They're going to rehome the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, so there's yet another dog that's now going to end up in a shelter.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's... that's something also to consider. Even before you have kids, do you want kids? is there a possibility that you're going to have kids? Because accidents happen, even when you're not planning. And it, does your dog get along with kids? So before you even adopt one from a shelter, make sure you've got one that loves kids.
Yeah. It's just putting that thought in before you get the dog.
Absolutely. Am I ever going to want a child? Yes. Okay. Then let's make sure the dog we get now likes kids.
Yeah.
And then have them around kids so to keep their skills good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, have them around neighbor kids and maybe relative kids and nieces and nephews and cousins to keep those skills going.
Yeah, definitely. It's such a pity because, I mean, my daughter was seven when we've got a black Labrador. And, you know, she was very into dogs anyway. I don't go out to work, so I was here, I suppose. I've only got one child, so again, I didn't have the pull of different children. She knew from the start, you treat the dog properly. It's not a toy, it's a person, you know? And their relationship is wonderful.
But see, that's good because you trained your child.
Yeah, yeah. It's as much
but
about
see,
that.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I wish more people would train their children. You're right, these are not stuffed animals. You're pinching, you're hurting the dog.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also very important, you know, if you do have younger kids, to treat them to respect the dog.
Yeah.
Because you're not just teaching them to respect the dog, you're teaching them to respect everything.
Yeah.
Every living creature deserves respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can gain such a lot from having the dog. It's just a pity that, as you say, you know, if you can't make time for it, then it's the dog that suffers and...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my motto is, you know, if you don't have time to train your dog, get a stuffed animal.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, the stuffed animal's never going to bite, never need to going to go out for a walk, you know. And then, of course, you also get the younger kids, you know, anywhere from maybe 6 to 10 or 12. Oh, can we please have a dog? We please have a dog, on and on and on. Well, my brother has two teenage stepdaughters, and they were bugging him for a dog. We want a dog, we want a dog, we want a dog, we want a dog. And he said, okay, you can have a dog, but this is what you need to do. You need to go out 4 to 5 times every single day and stand in the backyard, no matter the weather, and you're going to stand there for 15 minutes, 4 times a day, and if you complain, or if you try to pass your job onto someone else, no dog. Within 3 days, they were complaining, and he didn't get a dog. And I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was absolutely the smartest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's the realities of having a dog, isn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, and that doesn't even include the training and the walking. I mean, that's just standing out for potty breaks.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even handle that after 3 days.
No. You've got, I mean, I waited... 33 years till I got my dog. And even then, after 10 days of walking, I just felt like after 10 days, I'd walked around with a spray and a cloth, just cleaning up wee and poo. And I can remember thinking, what have I done?
Yes.
You know, I mean, and obviously, I mean, he's with us and he has a home here for life and that's it, you know. But I can remember after about 10 days thinking, oh my goodness, what have I done?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And it's hard work.
It is very hard work. It is very hard work, and you really have to have nerves of steel to have a dog.
Yes.
And most people just don't, they just don't think it through.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, in your country, do they have pet shops where you can just go to the local mall and pick up a dog?
Not so many, no, do we know? The message does seem to be getting through. You go to a breeder.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Yeah, see, unfortunately, we still have that a lot here.
Yeah.
Where you can just, you know, just like you pick out a lamp, you can pick out a dog. And go home with a dog with no forethought, no anything. That, you know, I really like that lamp. I want it. I really like that puppy. I want it. You know, with no more thought than with less thought.
Yeah.
Because at least you know the lamp matches your house.
Yeah.
You know, don't know if that dog matches your house and your lifestyle. And it's just, you know, this impulse buy, and unfortunately, too many people still do that. Even with all the information out there, people still do that. and, you know, unfortunately the dogs suffer.
Well, lots to think about there, I think you'll agree. If you'd like to find out more about Pam's book, An Idiot's Guide to Positive Dog Training, there's a link on our website. Reasons to scoop the poop. Legal and financial. It's probably the law where you live that you have to scoop the poop. Check it out, or there could be a nasty fine if you're caught. And now, 2 Minute Fiction by Julie Hill. Read by Nick Coldham.
Addiction. Anyone who has the misfortune to live with a dog addict has my utmost sympathy. I live with a dog addict. Sandra and I have been together perfectly happily for about 3 years, when she decided our lives weren't complete without a dog. The time was right, apparently. She was at the correct stage in her life. All that nonsense. I tried to protest, of course, but you know what it's like when they have an idea in their head. Our first dog, Ben, is a Labrador. He's all right, I suppose, but he's very in your face. Endless enthusiasm can really grate on your nerves. Add to that a wagging tail that can virtually sweep you off your feet, and you've got the picture. I've always been passionate about hygiene, and frankly, all that slobber and dog hair about the place is disgusting. I put a happy face on it, though, and thought we could get through it. Within a year, Freddie joined us. He's a collie cross Sandra fell in love with at the dog shelter. That's another thing that got right up my nose, all the time she wasted on her dog obsession. It wasn't bad enough our house was messed up by dogs. She had to go and help out with the poor little things that had been abandoned. When she was at home, she read countless books on dogs, how to train them, feed them, groom them, and so on. No one's written a book on how to get rid of the dratted things, so I couldn't read up on the subject. Then there were training classes and walkies. It got so we barely saw each other. When I did manage to get her attention, I'd get a brief cuddle. Then she was off with one of her beloved canines again. I thought seriously about leaving her, but the trouble is, I still love her. Then the final straw. A greyhound called Whistle came to live with us, another flea-bitten stray from the rescue. I ask you, who wants to live with three dogs? I mean, three dogs is a pack. It wouldn't be so bad, but will it end there? I'm desperate, I can tell you. This latest dog can really run, and he chases anything that moves. I have to be so careful. Plus, the three of them get up to all sorts of mischief together, eating the food out of my bowl, always sniffing round my litter tray. There's only so much a cat can stand, you know. It's tough for anyone who has to live with a dog addict.
And that was Addiction. Written by Julie Hill, read by Nick Coldham. Reasons to scoop the poop. Hygiene. It's only clean to clear up after your dog. Plus, you'll be being an excellent ambassador for dog owners everywhere. You're listening to Dogcast Radio on www.dogcastradio.com.
And now, for our younger listeners, it's Puppy Playtime! Hello and Happy New Year! One of my Christmas presents was a Nintendo DS with a Nintendogs game. It's really fun. There are a variety of dogs to choose from on each game. For example, Dachshund, Labrador, Pug, Siberian Husky, and a Shiba Inu. A description of the dog's character and temperament is given so you can make a choice about which dog suits you best. You get to train your dog, which, much like real training, involves lots of repetition and praise. Give your dog a name, take it on walks, bath it, buy health care products and even toys. I connected my dog with my friend's dog and it was great. You can get other games for your Nintendo DS, including Sims 2, which is one of my favourites. If you can't get a real dog, a Nintendo dog is the game for you. But if you already have a dog, make sure you don't neglect him while you play on your Nintendo. If you're interested in finding out more about Nintendogs, there's a link on our website. I have enjoyed making up my own dog magazine. You can have a go too. Make sure you put in what you think a dog magazine needs most. This could include a breed profile, an editorial, which is where you get to have your say. You could interview dog owners you know. And if your friend decides to make their own dog magazine, you could put in adverts about that. If you're good at art, you could draw your dog or even design clothes for different breeds. If you enjoy writing, think of a short story. Don't forget to give your magazine an interesting cover page and a snazzy title. Mine is called The Best of Dogs. Then your family and friends can have fun reading it. Bye for now, and have fun with your dogs, and make sure your dog has fun with you.
Reasons to scoop the poop. Gross. A poop bag could just keep your hands warm on a cold day. What does your dog do during the day if you go out to work or if you have to leave him or her regularly? A dog creche can be an excellent solution. Deborah from London Grooming Co. tells us about her dog creche.
So it's a grooming parlour in Islington, London, and we do grooming for dogs every single size from Chihuahua to Newfoundland. We also have a licensed doggy creche, which is the first in sort of this side of London, which is licensed by the council and veterinary council for 6 dogs a day. So it's ideal for people that sort of go to work and they don't want to leave the dogs all day at home or just have a walker for only an hour. So the dogs sort of get 8 hours, you know, with people and other dogs to socialise. It's quite good for puppies as well to sort of socialise them.
With the creche, was there a demand for that and that's where it came from, or did you have the idea and then the customers came to because the service was there? How did that
It actually started off because grooming clients were leaving their dogs there while they were going shopping and things like that, or they'd drop them in the morning early and say, oh, but I can't come back until sort of 5:30. The license for the creche is actually a boarding license, even though it's only during the day. They actually class it as Boarding Act 1963. And they come and check you out. You know, you have to have quite a lot of checks before they actually allow it. And there has to be a fire exit. There has to be an air vent. There has to be, you have to use like Vercon for disinfecting areas. You also have to have a separate section that should a dog fall ill, that you can actually sort of incubate it.
Like during the day? So what does their day consist of when they're in the creche?
They mainly just, I mean, there's beds in there and there's toys and stuff like that. And, you know, we have volunteers that come in the shop as well to sort of pet the dogs and play with the dogs. So they, you know, that mainly they're interested in each other though. And they just sort of play and, you know, play with things. Some of them sleep. I mean, I've got a Dachshund, Jojo, that comes. He's come for about a year now every day. And, you know, he just likes to sleep.
Aww.
He's really lazy, just, he's good, you know, and he just likes to give the sleep away, even when it's time to go home. Like, come on, Jojo, come on. And you turn all the lights off and he's still in the bed.
Aww. And they get a walk as well?
Oh, yes, they get walked for an hour and a half at lunchtime. And the owners are supposed to walk them before they're picked up or before they bring them in. But, I mean, some of them aren't very clean, you know, they'll sort of just do it anywhere, and others will sort of pine and, you know, they want to go out, so we take them out. But the dogs get into a routine. I mean, one dog, Dolly, has been going there for like 2.5 years. She's a poolie, and I mean, her owners call it her school. Dolly's school. And you know, if I can't have her for a week or something like that, her owner says she just pines at the top of the stairs because I haven't, her routine is ruined because she's so used to me going in at sort of 7:45 in the morning. I put the key in the door and, you know, take her. She doesn't even need a lead.
Yeah.
You know, she just follows. I say, Dolly, find my car. She knows, she's very intelligent. They associate, they get to sort of trust you. They know that you go for them, you pick them up. You know, they do know that I'm like their sort of second mum, I suppose. You know, they kind of You know, they stick with you. That's the thing with dogs. They, you know, they once they trust you, that you're their friend for life.
Yeah. If only it were true the other way around. But yes, we're not so constant, are we, humans? It's certainly something you need to think through before you even get a dog. If you go out to work, how will you keep that dog entertained and happy during the day? There are, of course, other solutions than a creche. You can get a dog walker, or maybe you're lucky enough to be able to take your dog to work with you. If you've found a brilliant solution to the problem of working when you have a dog, get in touch. Reasons to scoop the poop. Protection. A poop bag is better than carrying a personal alarm in case of attack. We've been getting lots of feedback and emails, and thank you very much for them all, and it's lovely to receive feedback, whether it's positive or not. Obviously the positive ones are a little bit nicer to get, but it's all useful, so thanks very much. Carry on telling us what you like about the programme and what you want more of, or if there's a breed you would like profiled. Now I wonder, when you're out and about with your dog, if anything ever bugs you slightly. Well, one thing with Buddy, I have mentioned that his recall is not always 100% reliable. It is getting better with the help from Mim Edwards, who's given me some excellent advice, which I am following and which is paying dividends. But if I'm in a situation, if there's a group of people approaching with a small child or a dog or anything like that, that I think Buddy will be distracted by, I call him back to me and I put him on the lead, because then I know I'm in control. Now, occasionally, somebody will be approaching me and their dog will be off the lead. I'll have Buddy by me, under control, on the lead. And sometimes the other dog will come up to Buddy and start barking or harassing him or jumping up and down, or sometimes we've had aggressive behaviour. And without fail, the other owner has said, "Oh, it's because your dog's on the lead." And afterwards I've thought, hang on, how can my dog being on the lead cause your dog to be a nuisance? Surely it's the fact that your dog is off the lead and not under control that is the problem. Now, if there's anything that you've experienced like that you would like to get off your chest, do get in touch and let us know. Until next time, look after yourself and your dogs. Thanks for listening to Dogcast Radio, available from www.dogcastradio.com. That's dogcastradio.com. If you'd like to get in touch with us, and wherever you are in the world, we'd love to hear from you. You can do so in a variety of ways. By phone from the UK, you can contact us on 0121-288-0922. From the US, you can contact us on our American number, which is 315-849-2022. From any other country, you'll need your international exit code and then 44121-288-0922. You can contact us on Skype with the ident Dogcast Radio. That's all one word, Dogcast Radio. By email, you can contact me on julie@dogcastradio.com. When contacting us by email, if you have the facilities, please record your questions or comments and send them to us as an audio file. That way we can include them directly in our programme. We can accept most formats, for example, WAV, MP3. All these methods of contacting us can be found on our website, which is www.dogcastradio.com. And as ever, the final word goes to Jenny.
A man takes his dog into the vet's surgery. The dog has dog biscuits in his ears and a bone up his nose. The vet says, "Ah, I can see the problem. Your dog isn't eating properly."